Restoring My Soul, Monday the 14th of July. Another Helper. In relation to the pathway of salvation, we know that the Son and Father come to live in the heart of a hearer after they demonstrate their love for Christ by keeping his word. This means that they turn from the form of conduct that belongs to the kingdom of darkness and receive instruction from Christ's messengers concerning the culture of the Father's kingdom. Although this is an amazing time of deliverance for them, it is not the new birth. Within the heart of the believer, the Son prays to the Father, asking him to send the Holy Spirit to them. Jesus described the Holy Spirit as another helper who is sent by the Father to be with the believer and in them. The Holy Spirit is with us when he takes up residence with the Father and the Son in our heart. The Spirit's initiative is to make us spiritual by freeing us from our bondage to the way of the flesh. He is against our flesh and its motivations. We live by the flesh when we presume to be the measure of what is good and evil for us. Having this attitude or spirit, we pursue an expression of who we think we are or who we want to be. This is sin and falls short of the glory of God's predestination for us. The actions that we take and the emotions that are aroused within us when these expectations of ourselves, our life, and others are unfulfilled signal that we are living by the flesh. These works and emotions may include, for example, uncleanness, immorality, idolatry, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, and dissensions. The most fundamental expression of the Spirit's initiative to make us spiritual is to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14, verse 21, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. For further study, Galatians chapter 5.